Chapter 4, The Outsiders. The park was about 2 blocks square, with a fountain in the middle and a small swimming pool for the little kids. The pool was empty now in the fall, but the fountain was going merrily. Tall elm trees made the park shadowy and dark, and it would have been a good hangout, but we preferred our vacant lot, and the shepherd outfit liked the alleys down by the tracks, so the park was left to lovers and little kids. Nobody was around at 2:30 in the morning, and it was a good place to relax and cool off. I couldn't have gotten much cooler without turning into a popsicle. Johnny snapped up his jeans jacket and flipped up the collar. "Ain't you about to freeze to death, pony?" "You ain't a woofin'," I said, rubbing my bare arms between dregs on my cigarette. I started to say something about the film of ice developing on the outer edges of the fountain when a sudden blast from a car horn made us both jump. The blue Mustang was circling the park slowly. Johnny swore under his breath, and I muttered, "What do they want? This is our territory. What are Socias doing this far east?" Johnny shook his head. "I don't know, but I bet they're looking for us. We picked up their girls." "Oh, glory," I said with a groan. "This is all I need to top off a perfect night." I took one last drag on my weed and ground the stub under my heel. "Want to run for it?" "It's too late now," Johnny said. "Here they come." 5 Socias were coming straight at us, and from the way they were staggering, I figured they were reeling pickled. That scared me. A cool, deadly bluff could sometimes shake them off, but not if they outnumbered you 5-2 and were drunk. Johnny's hand went to his back pocket, and I remembered his switchblade. I wished for that broken bottle. I'd sure show them I could use it if I had to. Johnny was scared to death. I mean it. He was as white as a ghost, and his eyes were wild-looking, like the eyes of an animal in a trap. We backed against the fountain, and the Socias surrounded us. They smelled so heavily of whiskey and English leather that I almost choked. I wished desperately that Dairy and Soda would come along hunting for me. The 4 of us could handle them easily. But no one was around. And I knew Johnny and I were going to have to fight it out alone. Johnny had a blank, tough look on his face. You'd have to know him to see the panic in his eyes. I stared at the Socias coolly. Maybe they could scare us to death, but we'd never let them have the satisfaction of knowing it. It was Randy and Bob and 3 other Socias, and they recognized us. I knew Johnny recognized them. He was watching the moonlight glint off Bob's rings with huge eyes. "Hey, what do you know?" Bob said a little unsteadily. "Here's the little greasers that picked up our girls. Hey, greasers." "You're out of your territory," Johnny warned in a low voice. "You'd better watch out." Randy swore at us and they stepped in closer. Bob was eyeing Johnny. "Nup, pal, you're the ones who'd better watch it. Next time you want a broad, pick up your own kind. Dirt." I was getting mad. I was hating them enough to lose my head. "You know what a greaser is?" Bob asked. "White trash with long hair." I felt the blood draining from my face. I've been cussed out and sworn at, but nothing ever hit me like that did. Johnny Cake made a kind of gasp and his eyes were smoldering. "You know what a Socia is?" I said, my voice shaking with rage. "White trash with Mustangs and Madras." And then, because I couldn't think of anything bad enough to call them, I spit at them. Bob shook his head, smiling slowly. "You could use a bath, greaser, and a good working over. And we've got all night to do it. Give the kid a bath, David." I ducked and tried to run for it, but the Soche caught my arm and twisted it behind my back and shoved my face into the fountain. I fought, but the hand at the back of my neck was strong, and I had to hold my breath. I'm dying, I thought, and wondered what was happening to Johnny. I couldn't hold my breath any longer. I fought again, desperately, but only sucked in water. I'm drowning, I thought. They've gone too far. A red haze filled my mind, and I slowly relaxed. The next thing I knew, I was lying on the pavement beside the fountain, coughing water and gasping. I lie there weakly, breathing in air and spitting out water. The wind blasted through my soaked sweatshirt and dripping hair. My teeth chattered unceasingly, and I couldn't stop them. I finally pushed myself up and leaned back against the fountain, the water running down my face. Then I saw Johnny. He was sitting next to me, one elbow on his knee and staring straight ahead. He was a strange greenish white, and his eyes were huger than I'd ever seen them. I killed him, he said slowly. I killed that boy. Bob, the handsome Soche, was lying there in the moonlight, doubled up and still. A dark pool was growing from him, spreading slowly over the blue-white cement. I looked at Johnny's hand. He was clutching his switchblade, and it was dark to the hilt. My stomach gave a violent jump, and my blood turned icy. Johnny, I managed to say, fighting the dizziness. I think I'm gonna be sick. Go ahead, he said in the same steady voice. I won't look at you. I turned my head and was quietly sick for a minute. Then I leaned back and closed my eyes so I wouldn't see Bob lying there. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. This can't be... You really killed him, huh, Johnny? Yeah. His voice quavered slightly. I had to. They were drowning you, Pony. They might have killed you. And they had a blade. They were going to beat me up. Like... I swallowed. Like they did before? Johnny was quiet for a minute. Yeah, he said. Like they did before. Johnny told me what had happened. They ran when I stabbed him. They all ran. A panic was rising in me as I listened to Johnny's quiet voice go on and on. Johnny! I nearly screamed. What are we gonna do? They put you in the electric chair for killing people. I was shaking. I want a cigarette. I want a cigarette. I want a cigarette. We had smoked our last pack. I'm scared, Johnny. What are we gonna do? Johnny jumped up and dragged me up on my sweatshirt. He shook me. Calm down, Pony. Get a hold of yourself. I hadn't realized I was screaming. I shook loose. Okay, I said. I'm okay now. Johnny looked around, slapping his pockets nervously. We gotta get out of here. Get somewhere. Run away. The police will be here soon. I was trembling, and it wasn't all from cold. But Johnny, except for the fact that his hands were twitching, looked as cool as Derry ever had. We'll need money, and maybe a gun, and a plan. Money? Maybe a gun? A plan? Where in the world would we get these things? Dally, Johnny said with finality. Dally'll get us out of here. I heaved a sigh. Why hadn't I thought of that? But I never thought of anything. Dallas Winston could do anything. Where can we find him? I think at Buck Merrill's place. There's a party over there tonight. Dally said something about it this afternoon. Buck Merrill was Dally's rodeo partner. He was the one who'd got Dally the job as a jockey for the Slash J. Buck raised a few quarter horses and made most of his money on fixed races and a little bootlegging. I was under strict orders from both Derry and Soda not to get caught within 10 miles of his place, which was dandy with me. I didn't like Buck Merrill. He was a tall, lanky cowboy with blonde hair and buck teeth. Or he used to be Bucktooth before he had the front two knocked out in a fight. He was out of it. He dug Hank Williams. How gross can you get?